Hello. Welcome to your daily briefing, February the 3rd, 2017. Today we'll take a look at some of the plans that are being put together for the reopening of the CIA black sites. We will explain what that means as we continue. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity that we have to take a look at your word, to take a look at the events that are occurring around us so that we might be prepared for all that will occur. We thank you that you have promised to be our protector in all things. As we take a look at these events, we know that we do not come with fear, but we come with faith, knowing that you will indeed guide us in the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we want to take a look at an article in the Sun newspaper. It was written by Zoe Nauman, that's spelled Zoe Nauman. He's an online reporter, and the article was published on the 25th of January, 2017. The heading of the article is Donald Trump plans to reopen CIA black sites and says he wants to bring back torture of Islamic radicals to fight fire with fire. That's the Sun newspaper, the 25th of January, 2017. But it should be clearly understood that the matter of torture or persecution is not new. As we shall see, the history is well established. But the matter of persecution has been foretold in the book of Matthew. Of course, the book of Matthew is talking ultimately about those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus who will be persecuted. Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 and 10 says, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." So that immediately identifies who Matthew is talking about here. Verse 10 says, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." Of course, Matthew, as well as the other Gospels, are warning us about persecution to come. Persecution for God's name. Persecution of those who keep God's law and who are committed to obeying Him. However, the introduction of affliction, therefore, should not be a surprise. And especially since what the Sun article is talking about here, if not about those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus, but it is important to recognize that the introduction of the idea, or rather the reintroduction of the idea, is to be expected. Now, the article, Donald Trump plans to reopen CIA black sites and says he wants to bring back torture of Islamic radicals to fight fire with fire. The article starts this way. It says the president revealed he wants to do everything possible to stop the spread of radicalism in the U.S. And, of course, as you go through the article, it says that he has declared that he believes torture works, and he wants to fight fire with fire in the U.S.'s battle against Islamic extremism. Now, the article continues. It says his comments come in the wake of reports concerning a draft executive order that has been prepared, which will allow the CIA to reopen notorious black sites overseas, and of course these black sites were prisons. Black site prisons are like those which were used to waterboard and detain terror suspects. Of course, these black sites were shut down by former U.S. President Barack Obama. Now, the article continues. It says the president, who has given an extensive interview with ABC regarding his new policies, told interviewer David Muir he will speak with Defense Secretary James Mattis and CIA Director Mike Pompeo to see what can and can't be done legally to stop the spread of radicalism. Now, he makes the point, he goes on, that even though these men that he has appointed to their positions disagree with him, he still believes with all his heart that torture does actually work. And he makes the point over and over again in the interview, as far as I'm concerned, he says, we have to fight fire with fire. Now, here's another paragraph from that article. It says, his argument stemmed from ISIS beheading people and posting videos online, and radical groups chop off the citizens or anybody's heads in the Middle East because they're Christian or Muslims or anything else, Trump said. We have that, and we're not allowed to do anything. We are not playing on an even field. And so he makes the point over and over again that the only place that he can, the only way that he can play on an even field is to make sure that he opens up the black sites once again. Now, where in our time did all this begin? And the whole concept of black sites. There is an article printed on October the 14th, 2015, in the Bureau of Investigative Journalism website. The name of the topic is The Boom and Bust of the CIA's Secret Torture Sites. The Boom and Bust of the CIA's Secret Torture Sites. The article was written by Crofton Black and Sam Raphael. Let me read a little bit of this article for you. It says, in spring 2003, an unnamed official at CIA headquarters in Langley sat down to compose a memo. It was 18 months after George Bush had declared war on terror. We cannot have enough black site hosts, the official wrote. The reference was to one of the most closely guarded secrets of that war. The countries that had agreed to host the CIA's covert prison site. So in other words, after the 9/11 incident, there was this plan that they would take suspects, people that they considered to be suspects, people who were considered to be terrorists or people who were planning to be terrorists, take them overseas to certain locations, into black sites, secret locations, and torture them, basically, to get information from them regarding that. One of the reasons why they used overseas locations, and these were secret locations, mind you, was because they didn't want to have to contend with American law, the constitutional stipulation that a person, if they are arrested, they should be charged and have a speedy trial. So this was done. And there were many, many of the individuals who were taken and who simply disappeared. As a matter of fact, in that same article that I'm quoting here, the Bureau of Investigation Journalism by Crofton Black and Sam Raphael. And let me give you the topic again. It says, The Boom and Bust of the CIA's Secret Torture Sites. One of the paragraphs says, lawyers, journalists, and human rights organizations spent the next decade trying to figure out whom the CIA had snatched and where it had put them. A mammoth investigation by the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee finally named 119 of the prisoners in December 2014. It also offered new insights into how the black site network functioned and gruesome graphic accounts of abuses perpetrated within it. The report, it was a 500-page summary which contained the CIA's official 2003 remarks, was only published after months of argument between the Senate committee, the CIA, and the White House. And, of course, it was heavily censored. Now, the ultimate study was about 6,000 pages, and to this day, that report remains secret. So, as I said before, these individuals were taken and flown in secret to these different locations. They were held for many years in some of the cases. And that whole process of taking the people off wherever they found them to wherever they took them was called rendition. Now, that went all the way through to the end of George Bush's presidency. And once Bush left office, the black sites were ordered closed. There is another article in the Guardian newspaper, the British newspaper. The heading says, "Secret Prisons, Obama's Order to Close Black Sites." That was printed Thursday, the 22nd of January, 2009. Let me just read a little bit of that article for you. It says, "When Barack Obama ordered the closure of Guantanamo Bay, human rights activists said it was just the tip of the iceberg. This time he's gone after the iceberg. The U.S. president's order to close the network of secret prisons around the world, known as CIA black sites, which contain an untold number of ghost detainees whose existence has never properly been confirmed, will be just as satisfying for campaigners." So, Guantanamo, which incidentally up until now is still not closed in spite of the efforts made by the previous president to close it, was just the tip of the iceberg. There were many other of these black sites. And so that's where this began, at least that's where it began in the United States of America. Now, of course, there's a history of torture that goes back to the Inquisition. And, of course, when you begin to read some of the events that took place in the Inquisition, you begin to understand the real origins of that kind of thinking. Of course, you'll find that there are a lot of similarities between what happened in the Inquisition, perpetrated by the Catholic Church, and what happens in Islam with the persecution that they do of people who are not of their faith. And I find it interesting that there is one particular statement that is common to both sides of that. The inquisitors back in the time of the Catholic persecution would tell you something like, "Convert or die." And you'll find that same phraseology is used when you listen to some of the radical Islamic individuals who insist that people in certain locations, either they convert or they die. Well, apparently this is going to rise again based on the New York Times, another article, January the 25th, 2017, article entitled "Leaked Draft of Executive Order Could Revive CIA Prisons." Let me say it again. "Leaked draft of executive order could revive CIA prisons." And that article is written by Mark Mazzetti and Charles Savage. It's published on January the 25th, 2017. Let me read a little bit of that for you. It says, "It contained crossed out phrases and typos. It said that the September 11 attacks occurred in 2011 rather than a decade earlier. It was clearly not meant for public consumption, but the draft of a Trump administration executive order that spilled into public view early Wednesday, a document that raised the prospect of reviving CIA black site prisons like those where terrorism suspects were once detained and tortured has the potential to further fracture a national security team already divided over one of the most controversial policies of the post-9/11 era. So you see the direction in which we're heading here. And one has yet to wait and see whether or these black sites will be reopened. As a matter of fact, if you look carefully at some of the methodology being engaged in, you'll have to wonder whether or not, if they are reopened, whether or not the public will be informed that they are. It might surprise you that the subject has come up so suddenly, but this is apparently the intent of the present administration. And their argument is that they're fighting fire with fire. There are a few other statements that have been made by this administration, or rather by the new president of the United States. He's also suggested that perhaps it would be effective if you didn't stop at the terrorists themselves, but actually if you got hold of their families. Don't know whether or not they will include that in the black site operation that seems to be surfacing at the moment. Now, it might surprise you that this subject might be in any way connected to prophetic utterance regarding the United States, but it does. When you consider the promises to the evangelicals by President Trump to remove the wall that separates church and state, then the application of the Great Controversy page 580 rings home. Let me read a little bit of that page for you. That's page 580 and paragraph 3 of the Great Controversy. It says, "Let the principle once be established in the United States that the church may employ or control the power of the state, that religious observances may be enforced by secular laws. In short, that the authority of church and state is to dominate the conscience, and the triumph of Rome in this country is assured." God's word has given warning of the impending danger. Let this be unheeded, and the Protestant world will learn what the purposes of Rome really are, only when it is too late to escape the snare. She is silently growing into power. Her doctrines are exerting their influence in legislative halls, in the churches, and in the hearts of men. Now here's the part of that paragraph that is really applicable to what we've been talking about. She is piling up in her lofty and massive structures, in the secret recesses of which her former persecutions will be repeated. Stealthily and unsuspectedly, she is strengthening her forces to further her own ends, and the time shall come for her to strike. All that she desires is vantage ground, and this is already being given her. We shall soon see and shall feel, but the purpose of the Roman element is, whoever shall believe and obey the word of God will therefore incur reproach and persecution. You can continue to read that chapter. I'm reading from Great Controversy, page 581. We've been taking a look at, well, we started at page 580, paragraph 3, and then we turned the page and went to 581, paragraph 1. You will find that incredibly interesting. So, as we have been dealing today with the concept of reopening CIA black sites, location for torture, for persecution, a method that the administration will pursue in order to first intimidate, and second to get the information necessary, they say, to prevent an assault. We are yet to see whether this will work or not. There are those who have played this on both sides. Many of the generals and the military people have made the point that it has not been a successful method, because people who, for the most part, are being persecuted will say pretty much anything you want them to say in order for the persecution to stop. But what is important here is that those who are looking forward to the coming of the Lord must make a determination in their hearts that they will stand firm on the side of truth. And as they do that, they are going to experience the cross that Christ bore, that the disciples bore, the apostles bore. And we are called with strength and with courage to take up our cross and follow him, understanding that the time will come for that kind of intimidation, for that kind of persecution, for that kind of pressure and coercion. One word of encouragement: if you find yourself in that situation at that time, God indeed will give you the strength to bear through. And so you do not need to be intimidated or afraid of that kind of persecution, that kind of intimidation, but be willing to stand firm, knowing that God has promised to take care of his people. We will continue to take a look at a part of this as we continue to take a look at some other events that are taking place around us. May God be with you as you go forward today. This has been your daily briefing, February the 3rd, 2017. God bless you.